Yeshayahu, Perek Samech Gimel, Perek 63. This Perek, we can break it up into two parts, from Pesukim Aleph until about Pasuk Het, until Pasuk Zayin, is dealing with one concept related to something we've seen. And then from Pasuk Zayin and on until the end of the Perek is going to be very different than what we've seen from the past couple of Perekim. Pasuk Aleph to Zayin. Aleph to Zayin, describing the destruction of Edom. We'll speak about it when we get to the end of Zayin. Pasuk Aleph, Mize Bami Edom, Hamus Behadim Bosra, Zeador Bilvusho, Soe Birokoho, Anime de Bibistakar Rav Lehoshia. Who is this coming forth from Edom? Obviously, we're going to see it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God coming forth from Edom. But as if the people are watching, we are on the people who are, we're saying the Jewish people need to go on the path of continuing what we saw last time, the Gevulah of the Jewish people, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to effectuate this Gevulah of the Jewish people, you're seeing come forth from Edom after he had destroyed them. Hamus Begadim Bosra, Hamus, the Radak is Mefaresh Lashon, Adom, red. Colored, he's Zehador Bilvosho. He's wearing glorious clothing that are dirty. Well, Botra is a city in Edom. Soe Berov Koho. Soe, he's able to move anybody as he wants. He's able to move them from side to side. He's able with his great strength. Ani medaber b'staka Rav Lehoshia. Comes Hashem and answers, Ani medaber b'staka, I am the one who's coming with righteousness, putting things, sending things right, Rav Lehoshia, to come give salvation to the people who are wrong. Again, these two terms, Sidaqa Yeshua, clearly a continuation of the Nivu'ah we've seen before. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming from Edom, having destroyed Edom. And we ask God, Pasuk Be, Madua Adom Lubushecha, Uvodecha Kedorech Begat. Why are your clothes so red? Uvodecha Kedorech Begat, and your clothing looks like somebody who is trampling in a wine press that is making wine completely red. And Hashem answers, Pura Darachdi Levadi, Ume Amim and Ishiti, Vedechem Bapiv in Mesim Bahamati. He is this ham al beradai, v'chol malbushai ig'alti. Hashem says, Pura, the God, which is a word for the God, darachti levadi. I was the one who was treading, who was upon the grapes, by myself. U'me'amim erishiti. There was no one coming to help me. From amongst all the nations, no one's coming to help me. And we'll explain in a second what this idea of being that God was doing it himself. And I trampled them in my wrath. Again, and my remorse is also to trample with my anger. And in Nisham, which is a language for blood, because blood is the nesach, the eternity of a person, it's what keeps us living. And blood got sprinkled on my clothing, and I ruined all my clothing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, there was no one to help me, meaning when I went to destroy Edom, the Jewish people didn't have any zechut. It wasn't that they were so great, like we saw before, Vayad Ki and Ish, Hashem decided it was time, and hence he took his initiative, and no one to help me up from amongst the Goyim. No one was willing to effectuate the Gevulah of the Jewish people amongst the Goyim. I had to do it by myself. And he says, Pasuk Dalet, Kiyom Nakam Bilibi, Shnat Gevulah Ba'a. It's a day for me to take revenge, to get that revenge that is in my heart out. Ushnat Gevulah Ba'a. And the year of redemption has come. And I was looking around to see, okay, it's a time for the Gevulah. And Ozid, no one's here to help me. And I was astounded. There was nobody to be service to support me. So I said, okay, no problem. So I went with my own strength and my anger, and that was my support, that was my help. And what I did in Pasuk Vav, I trampled them in my anger, and I forced them, Ashokedim Bahamati, to drink my cup of wrath, and I completely brought them down to the ground, all their glory, all their eternity, I completely brought it down to the ground, and their strength over with. Okay, so the problem here is, and these six pesukim, let's talk about the Geula. So we saw, again, continuing from Perek Samech Bet, the Jewish people traveling, Geula, very nice, Kadosh Baruch Hu making sure it's going to happen through what he's going to punish the Goyim. Okay, very good. Problem is, why is Edom mentioned? Particularly, especially, definitely during the time of Yeshayahu, we don't see Edom as a significant threat. There was Ashur, there was Bavel, then there was Paras. Where is Edom coming from? So the classical interpretation of Hachamim, they find in Edom, the ultimate arch enemy is the Jewish people, because Edom was founded by Esav. So they use Edom and Esav, and you can see it throughout the Nevi'im, you can see in the Sefer Obadiah, that Esav representing the eternal enemies of the Jewish people, and they viewed them as eventually Christian Rome, who as the eternal enemies and the foils of the Jewish people, and obviously Rome, before they were Christian, but Rome destroyed the Beit HaMikdash HaShini, and hence they want to interpret this Geula as part of the ultimate Geula, as part of, especially since when the Geula, when meaning we're in the Galut ever since Rome destroyed the Beit HaMikdash, so if we associate with that, we've been living in the Christian countries ever since. So that's how normally we're going to explain this Nivu'ah. Pasuk Zayin moves on to a completely new concept. Pasuk Zayin is the words of the Navi, we'll see it in a second, where he's talking about the actual time of the Jewish people in Galut, and the Jewish people reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praying to him, asking God to redeem us, and then we're going to see very interesting. Hasdei Adonai Eskir, the Hidlot Adonai Ka'al Kol Asher Gamalanu Adonai, Ve'lav Tuv Lebe Yisrael Asher Gamalam Kerachamav Uvroch Hazedev. Once I'm speaking about the future Hesed, Yishayahu says, as I speak about in the past, let me now switch and talk about Hasdei Hashem Eskir, the ones he already performed. Hidlot Hashem, the praises of God, let's praise God, Ka'al Asher Gamalanu Hashem, everything that he has already done for us. Ve'lav Tuv Lebe Yisrael Asher Gamalam, and the great kindness and goodness he has given to the Jewish people, that he gave them because of his great mercy, because of his chesed, his kindness, but not because the Jewish people deserved it. And we're speaking about Yitzhak Mitzrayim at this point in time. And Yitzhak Mitzrayim, where the Jewish people were largely being avoided with the Zarah, they weren't ready, they weren't deserving of being redeemed, but the fact that they cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed them. And what Yeshayahu wants to do, reach out to the people to understand where the relationship with God is. And Pasuk Hayat, he says, V'yomar ach ami hema benim lo yishakeru. Hashem said, okay, beautiful. Ami hema, once he took him out of Egypt, they're never going to lie, they're always going to be loyal to me, and meaning lie, not being loyal. Nehila him the Moshiach, and he took them out of Egypt. V'chol saratam losad, u'malach panav hoshi'am, v'ahavatu v'hamlatu hu ge'alam, ne'in ten lem v'nesteim kolim ya'olam. And the idea, v'chol saratam losad. If we read it with an aleph, the word lo, and all their troubles, losad, there wasn't really an enemy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the enemy out of the equation and made it just a small suffering. Or if we interpret Losad with a Vav, Then Losad was above to him that was sad, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also was troubled in the troubles of the Jewish people, that he was invested in them, and hence, and either way, so either way, read the Pasuk, it says God's going to be involved and what it means, and that's why we say the next thing is Malach Panem Hoshi'am. Hashem says his messengers. Now it could be through nature, it could be a specific person, it could be an angel, it could be supernatural, however God is going to operate. Malach Panem Hoshi'am. He sends a Malach from in front of him, from in front of his face, to go save the people. Because of his love for him and the compassion he has upon them, he's going to save them by not eliminating them, and he's planning on raising them up forever, glorifying them forever. However, the Jewish people in Pasuk Yud had different ideas. They rebelled against him, and they caused God pain. They anger. Yeah, at Sivuhu, they cause him pain and anger. They rebelled against him. Vayafich lehim le'uyev, and he caused Hashem to turn into an enemy against them. Hu nilham bam. He's going to be the one that's fighting them. The tragedies of the Churban is largely the fact that we've sacrificed our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was supposed to be the one who's going to be on our side and supporting us, but because of our sins, we turned them into our greatest enemy. And that's why when we read we constantly stress the ideas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one destroying the Beit HaMikdash, and he was the source of all the evil that happened. So we have here, Jewish people have other plans, and they cause a shift into God's plan as well. And the people at that point in time, and Pasuk Yud Al, Vayizkor Yimei Olam Moshe Ammo, they remember the times, the days of old, the times when they had Moshe, when Moshe was leading the people. Ayeh ma'alam miyam, et ro'ayeh sono, ayeh ha'sam mikarpod wachkocho. Where's the one who took them from out of the sea, who was their shepherd, who placed in their midst wachkocho, the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Har Sinai. So, and they're asking, what happened to all this? And the Yetziat Mitzrayim, and the people have an interesting point here. And the Yetziat Mitzrayim, the people weren't so great. So where's God? So we're reaching out to God now. Okay, we're not so great. But we're reaching out to God. Why isn't he helping us? So that's why they're asking for Moshe. And they continue describing Moshe in Pasuk Yud Bet. Molich limin Moshe, Zeruah Tifatu. Hashem was on the right side of Moshe, supporting him and giving him the strength to, like, his right, Moshe's right man, the right hand of, that would give him the glory to split the sea, to give him an eternal name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't need to split the sea. He could have done other things, especially according to the Midrash, as they came out on the same side that they went in. There was really no person splitting the sea, but except for that, to give God an eternal name and sanctify his name amongst the goyim. And Hashem continuing describing Kiryat Yimsuf, Molicham batehomor kasus bamidbar loikashelu. Hashem walked them in the depths, but like a horse in the desert that wouldn't falter. What exactly is this idea of comparing the Jewish people walking in the Yamsuf like a horse? A horse, he tramples hard, so if it's, the ground is soft, he's going to not be able to run. The fact that God, not only did he split the sea, but the ground under the Jewish people was completely firm. And then this reflects the idea in the next pasuk, "Kabihima b'bikat hered ruach Adonai tenihenu, and ahagda amicha lasot lechashim tifarit." Just like you lead an animal down a valley, or into the valley, which is something very easy to do because it's going naturally going down. Ruach Adonai tenihenu. So too did Hashem guide the people in the Yam. So you took your people, you guided your people, to create for you a glorious name. However, that was all in the past. You no longer have a glorious name. You're getting Hashem, we're getting destroyed, we're getting killed. Look from the skies and see us. Look from your great abode. of glory and kedusha. Ne'ekin atecha gvuroticha, umun me'aycha v'rachamicha alayhi tapaku. Whereas your kin'ah, taking revenge against the enemies of the Jewish people, your gevurah, your strength, amun me'aycha v'rachamicha, where's your internal desire and your rachamim for the Jewish people? Where is it? Ki atavinu, the Jewish people stress, atavinu, Hashem, we only have you. Ki Avraham lo yida'anu, our forefather Avraham, he doesn't know who we are. He died generations ago. Yisrael lo yikiranu. Yaakov, he's not going to recognize us. He's going to know who we are. Jewish people, his grandsons, he has no idea. Atad ulai avinu, olenu me'alem shemecha. Hashem, you are our father, you're the one constant we always had, the one who's redeeming us. Me'alem shemecha, your eternal name, you're always there for us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now they reach out to the people. Lama tat'aynu ad ulami derecheicha, taqshiach libenu miyir atecha, shuv lama'an avadicha, shiftei nachalatecha. Why are you going to cause us to push us away from your path? Ta'aynu Hashem miderecheicha, push us away, cause us to get lost. Takshiach libenu miyir atecha, I'll explain exactly what that means in a second. Takshiach, meaning you're causing our hearts to get hardened from fearing you, meaning we're not going to no longer fear you. Shuv l'man avadecha shifnei nachalatecha, return to us for the sake of your avadecha, your servants, shifnei nachalatecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the tribes, 12 tribes that split the land in Eretz Yisrael. The idea being that the longer the galut continues, the more Hashem we're going to lose people, the more people are going to turn away from religion. And unfortunately, something we could definitely see in our times, the more the galut continues and the Jewish people are shafil, and even today when you see what's happening with Israel and how the Israeli narrative is completely neglected, and it's all about the Palestinian narrative, and then in the court and the UN throughout the world. And Jim, it causes people to leave the religion. It causes people to say, what is this? Why are we being Jewish? What about all these glorious things? It's all false. And Hashem, the longer the situation continues, the harder it is for us to maintain our Judaism in the Galut. Hashem, return to us. Show us the light. L'mis'ad yarishu am kodshecha. Hashem, for a short time, we were Yadashu Am Kodshecha, we inherited the land of Eretz Yisrael. And then, Sarenu Bosesu Mikdashecha, our enemies trampled Beit HaMikdash. We, comparatively, the times of being in Israel is shorter, much shorter, significantly shorter than the times you've been in Galut. So that's why the idea of it's odd for this a minimal amount of time, Hashem, we were in your land. And it's fascinating that this Pasuk, you could really understand it today. At the time Yeshayahu said it, or even at the time at the beginning of any form of destruction, it wouldn't, you'd probably have to interpret it a little bit differently. As they were there a long time as being a nation. And Pasuk Yutet, Hayinu Me'olam, Lo Mashal Tabam, Lo Nikra Shimcha Alehim, Hashem, we were the ones who were faithful to you, we were the ones who were your people, Hayinu Me'olam, Lo Mashal Tabam, you never ruled over the rest of the Goyim, Lo Nikra Shimcha Alehim, you never placed your name over them, you never had dialogue with them, you weren't a king. So what's going on here? Lo Karata Shamay Mirata Mipanecha Nim Nazolu, did you open up the skies like you did for us in Kiryat Yamsa and Har Sinai? Mipanecha harim nazolu, and the mountains started melting before you, Har Sinai. Hashem, how are they walking in the Beit HaMikdash? Where are you? How are you letting the Goyim do this? You're not affiliated with them, you're affiliated with us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need you. This tefillah of the Jewish people, reaching out to God, is going to continue in the next Perek, but it's something really very different. It reflects the feelings of the people and their relationship with God, and really reaching out, we're reaching out to God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need you, Shuv, Lama'an Avadecha.